Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, but will
never.
Someday win a radio. What, the Emmy's not Emmy's TV. Radio is what, Cal?
I don't know, Marconi or something like that.
Yeah, so we're going to win one of those sometime, and we're going to – we have to make sure we put – don't you have to apply for it or something?
I don't know. I've never looked into it because there's about as much chance as I might winning one of those as there was an Emmy.
Okay, well, let's try to. Maybe I'll win it.
Okay,
we'll
win it, and that'll be a vicarious win for
all of us.
Team. Yes.
All right, remember, this is the most interesting, exciting, and I know it's rare, but sometimes informative radio show on earth. You have to remember the most important part of this, though, is we're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel. Look, we're talking about general topics of law, and you, who listen to Radio Law Talk this past few weeks, have had the opportunity to use us as, you know, something around the dinner table to thwart the in-laws that would always say they say. So if you haven't used it yet, you have one more chance, or maybe two, around Christmas time, New Year's Eve, Hanukkah, isn't Hanukkah? What was that? That's in December?
Yes.
During that time period or whatever time period you're going to be around the in-laws or family, right?
We have been your citation authority.
Yeah, around the dinner table.
For dinner table, not for court.
Or not for any legal issue,
but just
for the in-laws. And so we give you permission to do that. Use us. Just say, well, Radio Law Talk says, Denise Dirk said as follows, and she's the Radio Law Talk host, and she said this. And look, if credibility immediately right there. All you have to say is really, look, Radio Law Talk says, and everyone will say, oh, never mind.
But you know you'll have it made if somebody in a Supreme Court argument says, Your Honors, I heard Mr. Frederick Penny, who is authorized to practice before this court, say on the radio.
That's true.
I mean, it could happen. It could happen.
Yeah. I could see that. Can you see the justices? Yeah. Right.
Ginsburg going, he's what? He was what?
I'll raise my hand. Remember you met with me in the Supreme Court when I was sworn in?
Exactly.
No.
I don't. Fred.
Today we're going to talk about George
Zimmerman.
Yes,
I was wearing my gloves.
Yes, she was. She does wear gloves. She wears gloves, and she's very those. I brought this up before. Those of you who haven't heard, listened to us before, or didn't remember me saying this, but I met her after I was sworn in a little luncheon thing with only a few attorneys and her, and she. It's like I swear it's like the Queen of England walking in. It was very similar. That's what I felt. It was like the royalty. Whether you agree or disagree with her, it's just she's a little tiny lady, and I'm not talking 95 pounds tiny. I'm talking smaller than that. I mean. And she just has her white gloves, and everything's very proper. And then you got Judge, you know, Roberts walks in. Hey, guy, what's up, man?
And a pair of jeans and a T-shirt. Hey, dudes.
Hey, but he's just like, hey, man, how are you? How are you guys? That's so it's just completely different personalities, and it was really interesting. So we're going to talk about George Zimmerman suing Trayvon Martin's family for $100 million. And this is the exciting one that we wanted to talk about that I think is interesting. Colombo lawsuit, it's a shocker what the judge does after this huge verdict. We're going to talk about Casey Kasem's children and the widow are going to settle their lawsuit. Now, the reason we decided to bring this one up, and there's so many things we can talk about. Casey Kasem, if those of you listen to the radio, that's the guy that does like the top 20 or top 100.
American top 40.
Yeah, top 40.
But first, this issue.
Did he obviously passed away.
Yes, he deceased, yeah.
But man, I've heard some of his they replayed toward the end of his life, and he was
very good at what he did. Distinctive voice, did a lot of commercial voiceovers, some TV parts. And you know, he was just an icon.
Yeah, he was struggling to talk, though.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, right.
And then we're going to talk about the NFL TV rights heads to the United States Supreme Court. And by the way, the Casey Kasem thing, backing up on that, I'm just throwing a shout-out for Bob Hilton, who's a friend of mine. He was on The Price is Right, and, you know.
He was on on this show.
On the show, yeah. But it's so funny. All these Casey Kasems and the Dick Clarks and all those individuals were all friends of his.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some great stories to tell about all these Columbo. That was his era, and he knew all of them.
Keep your feet on the ground to keep reaching for the stars.
That's exactly
Monty Hall.
Monty Hall was his friend.
Oh, yeah.
So as who's the guy that's Let's Make a Deal?
Monty Hall.
Bob Barker.
Price is Right.
Yes. Price is Right.
Come on down.
All right. So, you know, Come On Down was that was
that's
Bob.
Price is Right.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
That was him.
Yeah.
Bob Hilton. So, anyway, we're going to talk about those things. But before we do that, we have a very important case or no case that Cal is going to go over with us.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
I told you a literal and figurative NBA arena. Because in 2008, Gilbert Arenas was signed by the Washington Wizards basketball team for $111 million. Had a serious knee injury the year before, but Washington figured Arenas was the next Kobe Bryant, so they made the deal anyway. That first season, he played two games, nagging injuries. In 2009, he got in an argument over gambling debts with a teammate. Weapons were produced in the locker room. He was suspended for a year, and then at the end of all of that, he said, you know what, Washington Wizards, you owe me $111 million.
Wow.
The Wizards traded him in 2012, and the rest of his career was a big fizz. The Wizards were on the hook for the contract. They said, no, we have a morals clause, and you violated the morals clause, Mr. Arenas, for pointing a weapon at a teammate. And so I ask you, Mr. Kunin, you get to go first here, case or no case?
I am going to say, I hesitate to say this because this is how last case or no case started out, but yes, everything that you have said up until now is true about Gilbert Arenas and the issue with pointing a weapon. He took it into the locker room, and it was a gambling debt issue that they had hauled. I just don't recall. You know what? I am going to say that everything is true except there was no issue about payment because he did go on to play and they didn't try to get rid of him under the morals clause.
Well, Washington was on the hook for the contract when he was traded and they wanted to not pay their share.
Yes.
So that's what I'm basing the premise of this on, just so you know.
Okay. And I'm going to say that I'm going to stick with this. Everything is correct, but this is not a case. The part about not wanting to pay because of the morals clause, that didn't come up.
Okay, fair enough.
That did not come up for the Washington Wizards.
Denise Dirks, what say you, case or no case?
Well, it sounds like a scenario, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But is it a case? And what I think you're trying to raise is that when you trade somebody and there's a debt owed on that somebody and you're doing a trade, that those two teams have to negotiate that debt and how it's going to be paid.
So-called dead money is what they call it, right? Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say that it is... I'm going to say that it's a case and that the Washington Wizards don't have to pay their part. The new team that takes them on does.
Okay, fair enough. Mr. Penny, what say you?
We only have about a minute left, so I'm going to get through it in a minute.
Okay.
There's a little bit of strategery going on here because I have to figure out how to. But I think I'm going to go with it's definitely a scenario. I remember this situation, but is it a case? I'm going to say with that much money, it has to be a case. So I'm with Denise. Yes, it's a case. I'm going to say that the NBA team wins because Bert did point a gun, and that's against Morrill's Clause. Believe me, the lawyers write those up really well and make sure there's ways for them to get out of their contract. So call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in, or the phone number is?
855-529-7234, or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
We'll be back with Case or No Case.
Have the answer for you coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Petty, managing attorney from Petty & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Petty & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAssociates.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Yeah, the Amargosa Valley, for those of you who don't know, is in Nevada. It's a small little town, and it has a casino and a, I'm going to say...
It's a combination.
Yes, casino and what's the nice way to say it?
Cat house?
Cat house. A
house of ill repute.
Or a mother, an interesting place.
Where when they answer the phone on the answering machine, they say, well, your chances of winning are good, and the girls are out of this world.
That's true. That's exactly right.
Right by Area 51.
Yeah. That's true. And Bill is our fan over there that listens to us, but that was one of our first radio...
Call-ins,
and our first radio... station that picked us up is out of that little town. And that's why those of you who keep hearing that, it'll always come up, the Amargosa Valley. And they're actually really what Amargosa Valley is known for is its alfalfa fields. Apparently a lot of alfalfa and a lot of big hay fields. It's a big farming community. So, there you go. That's what's going on there. We're going to get them recognized worldwide. So in the NBA, Gilbert Arenas was making $111 million. He basically, you know, with the Wizards, Washington Wizards, the issue was they had a gambling debt, and he brings a gun into the locker room and points it apparently or whatever, brandishes it some way against a teammate.
Gerardus Crittenton.
Yep. They argue. The Wizards say, we don't owe you the money because there's a moral clause. And therefore, we're trading you, and we don't have to pay you the $111 million. Denise said it's a case, and who wins?
I said it's a case, and that the new team played the $100 million.
Paid the $100 million. I say nobody had to pay him the $100 million. At least the Wizards didn't have to pay him the $100 million, is what I said. And it is a case. Todd said it's a scenario, but not a case.
That's right.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because in the NBA, so many interesting things can happen. But the one thing that happens, and you guys all know this, in the NBA, everybody gets paid. So here's I'm going to tell you the whole deal
right here.
Give me a second, because it's really important that we know this. So what happens is Gilbert Arenas and this guy, they get into some hissy fit. Each of them pulls out a gun. Nobody could say who started this. But the other guy couldn't stay out of trouble. Gerardus Crittenton ended up serving 25 to life for manslaughter. Did you know that?
Wow.
No.
But Arenas ended up having a rather unglorious rest of his career and got his $111 million without any charge, without any contest.
From who?
Part of the Washington Wizards. They had to pay the full $111.
Denise nailed it. No, that's right. No, you didn't.
I said.
No, it was a case, right?
It was a case.
Nope.
No case.
Oh, no case was
didn't
brought.
Didn't even file an appeal. Washington said, we traded him. We know it's dead money. We know it's a stupid franchise move.
Todd.
And guess what?
Wow.
$111 million for being a jerk with a gun.
And wow. So Todd's the only one that gets points. Todd, yes, you're ahead.
That's right. Todd gets a couple points.
Wow. He's halfway there.
That's exciting. Nice. Well, halfway there, we have to go to 50 points. Todd's at 25. The winner... Like if Todd won this whole game, he has to tell Denise and I what, you know, we have to take him to dinner or do somewhere,
do
right?
Yeah, but no Epstein requests, please.
Did that come from Denise?
I'm shocked that you would think I would make such a request.
Me too.
Well, you come in here in your house coat.
By the way, Jack, asking her to meet you in the studio next hour.
Next hour what?
Next hour I'm going to take you to the world of foot fashion. That's right.
Foot fashion. Okay.
Ooh, on Radio
Foot Love. Fetish.
I'd be good at that.
What was the movie, the guy that had the foot fetish? Hold on.
I don't know. Thank goodness. Yeah.
I'll think of it. We're going to talk about George Zimmerman. Tell us about who wants to give us. I can go through back into, was it 2008 or 2012?
2012.
2012 was that fatal shooting of George Zimmerman shoots Trayvon Martin.
That's right.
This is where a lot of the Black Lives Matter kind of started in this. And now George Zimmerman is Hispanic.
Yes.
And Trayvon Martin was African American. And the basic thing is George Zimmerman is a security guard for a gated community that was it a retirement type community?
No, it was just a, I think it was just a gated,
yeah, a regular community
regular
that had their
community.
It was a gated regular community.
Right, what happened?
This is what brought the whole Stand Your Ground law to the forefront, and in Florida, the Stand Your Ground law, like everywhere else, is that if you are the victim of an assault, somebody comes at you, you don't have to run away, you don't have to try to leave. Sometimes people in some states, you can have liability if, even though you're attacked, if there is a safe harbor type situation where there's a break in the attack, you have to immediately disengage and leave. And Stand Your Ground laws essentially say, no, you don't. And Trayvon Martin,
that you can defend yourself.
That you can defend yourself. And so George Zimmerman saw Trayvon Martin, followed him for a little bit because he thought he was suspicious. This was a whole, he was wearing a hoodie.
It was raining.
And that was where the whole, really, you had reasonable suspicion, or you followed him because he had a hoodie on. And nothing occurred at that point, according to Zimmerman. What occurred was that alleged, according to Zimmerman, that Martin actually came and assaulted George Zimmerman because Martin didn't like the fact that Zimmerman was following him around. And there was a confrontation. As alleged by Zimmerman, at one point in time, Martin had Zimmerman on the ground, and Zimmerman was on his back. Martin was over the top of him, and Martin said that Zimmerman said that Trayvon Martin went for his gun, so he pulled his gun out and shot Trayvon Martin in the chest. Trayvon Martin died. The case was investigated and dismissed, and no charges filed initially under a self-defense claim.
The pressure.
And then a week and a half, 2 weeks later, there were new witnesses, and it led to a prosecution. When we come back, we'll pick up on that, about what Zimmerman is saying happened as a result of that, and why he believes he's entitled to $100 million.
Yeah, this is 2012. It's now just coming out because of actually some evidence that they're finding now, according to Zimmerman, his attorney, that needs to be brought out, that shows that he was basically, I'm not going to say. We'll be back.
All right, there's much more Radio Law Talk coming up. Remember, we're live Saturdays, 9 to noon Pacific, and we stream the whole 3 hours live at that time. You're welcome to join us.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
The
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
American businesses have complained for years that they can't find the workers they need to fill available jobs. With the unemployment rate now at a half-century low of 3.5%, many economists have also warned that hiring would soon slow simply because there are fewer unemployed workers available. Employers added 266,000 jobs last month, the most since January. Monthly hiring has, in fact, picked up since earlier this year. It's averaged 205,000 for the past 3 months, up from a recent low of 135,000 in July. Friday's job report squelched fears of a recession that had taken hold over the summer. Steady job growth has helped reassure customers that the economy is expanding and that their jobs and incomes remain secure. This should continue to boost spending and growth in the months ahead. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio.
All advertising for legal services. Radio Law Talk is arguing for the state and more states in which the advertiser is licensed.
No, I don't know what happened, but boom, it all just played at once. Back to the show. Here's Fred, Todd, and Denise.
That must be what it's like for the Almighty to hear everybody petitioning. It is all these stuff going on.
That was prayer time. Like
yes.
Right. You just seen Cal when that was going on. He's just like quietly looking at the board and going,
well, what can I do?
There we go. He did it to confuse us and throw us off. George Zimmerman, you were talking still about George Zimmerman.
Yeah, so the long and short of the George Zimmerman case here is that he was ultimately acquitted. He was charged criminally, and he was acquitted at trial. That raised a lot of – I remember there was a lot of concern over this. There was a lot of fear that –
people went to the streets, actually.
And there was a lot of fear that the response was going to be similar to that of Rodney King back in the 90s. But he was acquitted, and George Zimmerman is an interesting character. He's had – various things happened to him over the years. Certainly his life was turned upside down by all of this. But he has now filed a lawsuit claiming, and he's included Trayvon Martin's mother, he's included some news
lawyers.
Publications, he's included the lawyers, he's included, I believe,
witnesses.
Prosecutors, witnesses, because his argument here is, look, the police investigated this and said that this was a case of self-defense. And then 2 weeks later, Two new witnesses came forward with critical information. Where were they when the police were doing their investigation? And he is alleging that they were coached, that the witnesses' information was fabricated, that it was fraudulent, and that that's what caused him to go through everything that he had to go through. News outlets then took it and ran with it, knowing that it was false information. So he's throwing the whole kit and caboodle. He's hired an attorney that handles this sort of lawsuit, so it's not like he's hired an attorney that doesn't have experience in this realm, and I view this as let's throw stuff against the wall and see.
Well, here's
it's $100 million in a civil lawsuit, so it's not a criminal matter that's pending.
But here's some interesting things. The allegations are they switched witnesses. Not only that, but there is an actual. There's evidence in a book, in a documentary film, that's called The Trayvon Hoax, Unmasking the Witnesses Fraud That Divided America. And that is just coming out, and there's evidence in there. They're claiming, again, this is allegations that show there was a fraud was perpetrated on the court by the Trayvon Martin family and by, their attorneys and,
their attorneys
et cetera,
are being sued.
Yeah, they're suing everybody for $100 million, claiming that his life has been ruined because of this.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Right after he does this with Trayvon Martin, doesn't he do something else that he actually serves some time for?
Yeah, he got in a fight or something to that effect, I believe.
It was like he got into trouble. Anyway, I think it's either going to be really, really good or really, really bad for him. It's not going to be in the middle. He better settle it, is what I figure.
This is a no-win situation from anyone. Let's face it. I remember this was going on. I said, it's a no-win. No-win for the Trayvon Martin's family. It's a no-win for Zimmerman. It's just a no-win for America, to be honest with you. Everyone think, oh, yeah, it is a win because it started the Black Lives Matter. This is where it started. But I'm saying it's still a no-win situation because it was just a bad situation on both sides. And even if you're on Trayvon Martin's side, it's still Zimmerman's life has been thrown in the mix and vice versa. So interesting to see why this is all coming to a head again and starting all over. But it's going to be interesting.
I don't understand why you would sue the Trayvon Martin's family members when he knows that they're not going to be able to pay $100 million.
No, but they're a part of it, and that you have to, in a lawsuit, the allegations is they were a part of this hoax is what he's claiming. And so you have to throw everybody in. You can't leave an empty seat.
Plus, did they get some money, like a settlement thing or something? Didn't they get some money out of the deal somehow?
No,
they did not. He was acquitted.
In a civil action.
Trayvon Martin did.
No.
They?
Okay.
I don't remember. They may have. I don't know. Did they sue? I would think Trayvon Martin's family could sue the association because he acted on behalf of the
association. No, he wasn't. He was actually neighborhood watch volunteer.
Oh, that's right. But you could still say he's part of the association. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of said it with your last thing there. There's always the empty chair. And so if you don't include people, it is everybody's going to blame the empty chair. In criminal prosecutions, if you have like a co-defendant case, two or three different people charged with the same thing, the prosecution is never going to resolve it with one person and then go against the other person unless there's some deal for testifying against them. Because if it's a theft case and you got two people and I dismiss against one, then party B, party two that I prosecute is going to say, no, it was party one, the guy that you dismissed against. They're always going to point
right
to the empty chair. We were talking about other legal trouble of George Zimmerman. Before the Trayvon Martin case, back in 2005, there was an allegation, there was a restraining order that had been filed against him by his significant other at the time on allegations of domestic violence.
With Trayvon Martin?
No, with George Zimmerman.
Okay, got it.
So he had that filed against
him. That's an unusual thought in a divorce case.
Yes, but the interesting thing, though, is typically with restraining order cases and restraining orders, there is a firearms prohibition. I don't know how long the restraining order went, or what Florida's law is with regard to prohibition on firearms even after the restraining order
no,
had been taken
off.
No,
that's standardized now.
But, so there was that in 2005. Zimmerman's wife pled guilty to perjury charges in 2013 for statements that she made in connection with the criminal investigation. And then Zimmerman did run into some trouble in 2015. He was arrested by Lake Mary police, charged with aggravated assault with a weapon.
See, that's what I thought.
After throwing, it was alleged he threw a wine bottle at his ex-girlfriend. He was released on bond. Charges were not filed. In 2016, Zimmerman called the sheriff's department to report that he had been punched in the face, so he's back to being a victim again. And again, in later 2016, he was removed from a bar for yelling at a waitress. So anger issues surround him as both a alleged victim and defendant, suspect.
And he's always plays the victim.
He does. He does.
That's what it feels like to me anyway.
You know, here's okay. We're going to move on because who knows what's going to happen there.
He also sued another party. That's an interesting part. I just want to say this.
Sure.
He's accusing the publisher of HarperCollins, defaming him in Crump's book, Open Season: Legalized Genocide of Color People. And basically, he's mentioned in that book that he used actual malice, knowing the untruth, or at a minimum, a reckless disregard for the truth, when he attacked Trayvon Martin.
When they talked about Zimmerman. Right.
Yes, but when Zimmerman attacked.
Right.
So they were saying that Zimmerman really created the whole situation.
It's probably a dumb question. Is he becoming a professional court guy, professional plaintiff?
Not really. No, this is only a few. No.
This is just one suit of none.
I think this is
the first suit that I know he's filed. But he filed it against Trayvon Martin's mother, and she's running for public office.
Yes, commissioner in Florida.
And by the way, you had mentioned Crump, who was quoted in that article. Crump was the attorney for Trayvon Martin's mother, correct?
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
For the family. For the whole family.
And so, those are the allegations he made. So
we're gonna we'll definitely be following that as time goes on. But we want to talk about a judge tossing out a $70 million verdict against Universal Studios in the Columbo case. Cal, tell us about Columbo. We can talk about it. You followed Columbo.
Columbo was played by Peter Falk as part of his NBC Sunday Night Movie thing. They had three rotating shows, and Peter Falk was huge, made a lot of money, and he was on every 3 weeks, I believe, for several years. And then after that, they started making only the movie-length versions.
Right.
It always had some famous star of the day that was ended up being the guilty party that Columbo would track.
Right.
By his bumbling.
Yes.
He was like a Clouseau with an English sports car and a trench coat and a droopy dog.
That's exactly right. He always had the, you know, and my father loved this show. My dad was a former cop. He's an undercover police officer. And I'm telling you, he never missed Columbo. And when it came on, he'd be the guy that would shuffle. You know, he shuffles in and acts kind of dumb.
Bumbling,
and he's got the trench coat.
Right.
And he's kind of a, it just. But anyway, the family's fighting over profits from his show, and they win a verdict. And the most interesting thing happens where the judge tosses out the verdict. And this is the judge that actually heard the case and was deciding on a lot of the merits on the case and decides, whoopsie, I think I might have taken a mistake, taken a misstep.
Right. Hey, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
So stay with us.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here. So you stay there. We'll be back. Promise.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Dan Perkins here for your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your veterans tip of the day.
Oh, come on. No points for you.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So the judge in the Colombo case, the verdict comes down with a $70 million verdict against Universal from William Link and the heirs of Richard Levinson. Basically, the issue comes down to what's called a photo plays. Now, the jury, what the jury was supposed to hear, well, let's back up. There's a thing called bifurcation in a case. What they do is they separate parts of the case. So there's one part of the case, and once you decide it, then the second part of the case they'll argue. For example, they'll argue liability. right?
Yes.
Who's at fault? What's the status? Yes, they're at fault. The second part of the case, or the bifurcated part of the case, is, okay, now we argue about damages or what is to be paid. So this case was bifurcated. And in one of the
and it's an interesting bifurcation because the one part of it was actually going to be decided by the judge. What was the legal meaning right. in the contract of photoplays? And then the other part of it was going to be decided by the jury. And that would be the damages portion. So what happens is that the judge does a bifurcation, but he doesn't decide the meaning of photoplays until after the jury has already been instructed on the damages, and they did not get proper instruction on that key contract term, photoplays. Because in this particular case, the parties' agreement said the studio can deduct standard fees for distribution of photoplays. And if they didn't know what photoplays was, then what would be the standard fees?
Right.
And so that's why they shouldn't have gotten to the damage portion before they had the legal meaning of the term photoplays.
Yeah, because the argument is that had the jury been instructed on proper meaning of photoplays, this is the judge talking now, had the jury been instructed on proper means of photoplays, it would have had no choice but to conclude that Universal does have the right to deduct its distribution fees. That's exactly what it says.
Yes, so. and the judge, that was in the motion that Universal brought, and the judge did say, oops, I did it.
Yeah.
I agree with you guys.
Yeah.
I am setting aside the judgment, and I'm starting a new trial.
Yeah, so then here's a judge stepping up and saying, yeah, I messed up.
Yeah.
You know, and that's good for this judge. You know, sometimes they don't do that, and they're like, what is it? So, but, you know, $70 million. It's not like, you know, $100,000 or $50,000. This is a $70 million verdict. Just picture the family just afterwards going to dinner and high-fiving, and the next thing, the judge goes, whoops, I forgot to do this, and... so that's what's going on.
So it's a new trial. It doesn't mean that there's a winner or a loser yet.
They're starting all over.
So let me ask you, Fred, in a case like mm-hmm. this, in a personal injury case, or Denise, in what you do, if you prevail in front of the jury, but you as the attorney know, well, there's still the appeals. Everybody's going to challenge. What, if any, cautions do you give to your clients to, okay, let's not pop the champagne yet, let's not do this, just so that they don't run into that big letdown? What if any, how do you handle that?
Well, we do, simply, I always tell them, don't spend the money until you have it in your hand. You know, that's the key. You worry about people, oh, it looks like we won, and they go out and buy their new Camaro. Believe it or not, did you know statistically at one time, I don't know if it's as of 2019, the number one purchased car by plaintiffs once they receive their verdict is a Camaro.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Because in my case with criminal clients, yeah, they can go party because double jeopardy, they can't come back. If we win at trial,
right,
they can't come back and try them again in a felony case. What about family law, Denise?
Well, family law, you have major issues that can be appealed as well. But I would say that once an appeal is filed, it does help to resolve the underlying issue, unless it's a pure legal issue. If it's about money,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to resolve it once an appeal is filed than it is if it's about a legality. So I would say you got 90 days to appeal or 60 days to appeal, and you better get an appellate attorney.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the appeal.
Yeah, and I guess just for if your side prevails, you'd want to give the advice, look, don't buy the Camaro yet. Don't do this yet because there is an appeals period that the other side has to get through, and it's not over till it's over, because I would imagine that would be a very uncomfortable conversation to have with your client if you said nothing to them and, you know, they've done all this stuff and then 3 weeks later, oh, by the way, the judge tossed the verdict. You know, the judge overturned this city, and so we got to go back and do it all over again. That'd be a hard one to deal with.
That's hard, but I think it's going to force a settlement.
Yeah.
I just think they're going to have a settlement here. That's my feeling on it, because the cost of having another trial. They may just be having a trial, though, on damages.
Could be.
Right? It probably is just on damages, because I think that they got the definition, and they understand now that term in the contract. That's a legal definition, and now they redo another jury, And they give them the definition, and then they give them up to the damages portion. But they have to retry the damages part, for sure.
Of course, you know, the defense attorneys, the studios are going to say, no, we got to go back and do the whole thing over again. That's what they're going to be arguing, that this instruction so tainted the jury's deliberation on everything that you can't go in and draw the line at where it did affect or didn't affect. The only way we can be certain that justice is served is to go back and do it all over again.
Well, that sounds logical. I mean, you have to. You've got to be careful. Let's talk about a little bit about that. That's interesting. We're going to follow that. With a new jury. We're going to follow this one. Now, Casey Kasem, those of you who don't know who Casey Kasem is, he is America's Top 40. He's the famous guy that on the weekend when you're driving and you get to hear the Top 40 for the week, he's the announcer, he's the guy, he's the voiceover guy.
He was the guy that started it, right, Cal?
He's almost like the Dick Clark of radio.
Right, one of the first syndicated radio shows ever, and one of my first radio stations, where they would send us the program on records every week
so we could
play the master record of Casey Kasem in the American Top 40.
Wow. That's so fun.
And just think if you kept cool. one of those original records, that would probably be worth some money. Well, anyway, there has been a long-standing dispute between the following. His first wife, they had the children. Now, there's a number of children they had with the children. Was it three or four? There's three children. And then he gets remarried to Jean Kasem. And by the way, it's not like he just remarried him. Sometimes there's little arguments back and forth when they just remarry when they're 70.
Yeah,
but the new wife when they're 70 or 70. No, he had been married to Jean, the second wife, for 34 years before they had passed. It's not like this is a new wife. This is a long time wife they had had that they're arguing over multiple things, including money, including whether or not she took care of him. Casey Kasem's children are arguing that Jean did not take care of him. There was elder abuse that occurred. And by the way, elder abuse is not unusual in this country when people get older and they have money. And a lot of times stuff disappears.
Well, even if they don't have money.
Yeah, stuff disappears and money disappears.
And perhaps one of the a misnomer when it comes to the term elder abuse is the term abuse, because people hear the word abuse and they think physical abuse. Well, elder abuse covers theft and most of the time bilking people of their fortunes and finances.
But in this case, it was alleged that there was neglect and physical abuse by the second wife. So this is, you know, neglect and physical abuse, I think, is not necessarily financial.
Yeah, and they also argued that the second wife was restricting their access to him before he's died, and they're arguing she wouldn't let him come see him or hardly see him.
Yeah, we actually dealt with this issue before.
Yes, we did.
Because it was at that time that the children actually filed to try to get to see their father. And I remember this.
That is a telltale sign of an abusive relationship, whether it's domestic violence or otherwise, is the isolation of the victim by the perpetrator so that they think that their whole world is the perpetrator.
Right.
And that's a key element to any type of abuse.
Yeah,
and apparently
Gene,
it's going on here.
Jean Kasem argues, look, that the children are at this for what? They're motivated for their desire to get more money. And that's because she said, according to her, according to Jean, he had cut them off financially in 2012.
Right.
Wow.
They cut off his kids.
Cut off the kids and their financial payments to them somehow. So this has been going on for quite some time. But they settled. And by the way, Carrie Kasem, one of the daughters who filed the initial lawsuit, released a statement saying, I'm distraught and heartbroken over my family and lawyer's decision to force me into the settlement. So, anyway, settled. We don't have to talk about Casey Kasem and his life anymore. We'll be back. We'll talk about other things. Hour number three.
This is Radio Law Talk. The show will continue in just a little bit. Stay right there.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.